producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven and a half of the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horan, Roberta Fasanelli, and Rich McFadden. Will be talking to Justin McNall as well about the problems that many of you as parents are having with your teenage drivers, teenage driving problems. What are we getting ourselves into? It's not a focus of mine. I remember what I mandated when my children were able to drive. They learned how to drive on the farm, driving tractors and stuff. So they were A-okay, but most people don't have the opportunity to do that. And as a result, most kids, for whatever the reason today, because there's so much technology, are so naive and just disconnected from stuff. And anybody who's driven when you were younger, you know you have to really be focused. Focus on driving when you are first on the road. You got a cold, Roberta?
Me?
Yeah. No, is there another Roberta here?
Do I have a cold?
Yeah.
Why do you say, do I have a cold?
Because I can hear from the
No, I don't have a cold.
What are you doing? I'll have what she's having.
Oh, my God. I think we just lost it.
All right, I have a quiz for Roberta. Roberta, I'm so strange. Yeah. Roberta, how long have we been friends?
Too long.
That's a quiz. That's the worst quiz I've ever heard.
What is an MRE? Anybody know what an MRE is?
Oh, Meals ready to eat.
Oh, good for you.
We all know. We're so smart.
So there's a new study out about men and women in the American troop movement, shall we say, those who are in the service of our country, and what they're consuming in the MRE department. The MREs are, especially if you're in out in combat, but they, in order to train you as to what life will be like when you're going through boot camp, you have the MREs, and pretty much when you're in training, you keep the MREs pretty... the MRE, I saw this, and when I first I was with Roberta, meals ready to eat. What this, the now the service may call them meals rejected by everyone. Or meals rarely edible.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Or meals rejected by the enemy. That's, I like that one. So, did you know, how many people knew the military has actually a group of chefs?
Ew.
That they have hired big name chefs that are supposed to change the menu and change what is available for men and women. They're trying to, they have a 4,000 calorie a day meal schedule. What's the average? What are we supposed to consume? Men, about 2,400, and women, about 1,800, right?
Right.
So they give them 4,000 calories a day in their new meals because they are marching. They're out there carrying the backpack.
Yeah, these are the people who are out in the theater.
Learning how to be, or so learning how to be soldiers.
You're hoofing it.
Right. So the average soldier on a scale of 1 to 10 says that these things rate a 3 or a 4. But what the chefs have been told to do is increase their performance, their ability to fight. And that tries, that does, a couple of different things, and in part helps to keep them alive. We want them to fight, says the chief chef, and we want to help them win. So they have a test kitchen as it turns out, in the town next to me in Framingham, we have a lot of people that work, who live in Framingham, at the Natick Research Labs, which are Natick, Massachusetts. There is where they put all of the, they take all of the information. That's where the chefs work. This is how I know this story, because it's local lore. They have all these people that come in to give advice on culinary and science. So putting food and science together, because they got to make this stuff. They have to preserve it somehow.
Yeah.
The same thing that they did for NASA.
It lasts for 5 years.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. They're now creating new things like chocolate protein bars that are fortified with vitamin D and calcium. That's something new. They have lemon pound cake, which is aimed at improving muscle performance. So it's full of omega-3 fatty acids and also L-arginine, which gets more blood. It's pretty much like the nitric oxide. It's interesting because they're putting beets into this stuff, which sort of solidifies our focus on nitric oxide that comes from our sponsor, Superbeets. That's what they're doing. They're putting Superbeets, in essence, into some of the dry veggies so as to improve the muscle performance of the men and women who are out in service. And they have another thing. Let's see. They serve 36 million of these a year. Woof. Who's got the contract for that? They can't use bread. They can't use cheese. They can't put meat into these things, because Rich, you said 5 years. I think it's 3 years. This
okay.
This thing, like, but still 3 years.
We used to have one around here at the network that we used to keep, and it was chili or something. We never opened it and ate it though.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd it come from? Somebody bring it in?
Yeah.
Service?
Yeah.
They have some things. They're trying to inject sauces and things onto the food so they taste better. Like there's pizza sauce on some ungodly kind of meat. And things like that, that they're putting different tastes in so that it won't be so objectionable, so that the men and women who are out there saluting are saluting on a full stomach and they're satisfied with it. But I found that fascinating that they had these, they hired these high visibility chefs to come up with meals that they can figure out how to preserve so that they aren't really stuck eating the stuff that they've been eating since World War. Basically, it's been the same stuff since the Korean War, World War II, and then Korea. But they haven't really changed much what they've had available for the soldiers, and thus the complaining. So, like everything else,
they were pretty, horrible. We got them during Hurricane Sandy. They dropped off a whole bunch in our town at the high school where everybody was gathering, because we had no power for almost 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and they were pretty awful, I have to say.
All right, we'll talk
boxes with, of them.
Justin McNall, who is the vice president for e-driving. E-driving. Just imagine that concept. E-driving. Understand what that's about and how youngsters are learning how to drive. What are the most common driving mistakes that teenagers make? In the Focus next year on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Banjo.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Lumber Liquidators wants to help you get a beautiful hardwood floor quickly, easily, and for less. Like customer favorite wide plank gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood. We've got it for just 99 cents. Or save on all easy-to-install top-quality Kensington Manor laminate. This week gorgeous Bristol County Cherry is more than 20% off. And it's your last chance to save 20% on new wood look tile. And 15% on complete Morningstar bamboo flooring packages. Plus more deals from 69 cents. And get 12 months special financing. Hurry, get beautiful hardwood floors for less today. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and I have Justin McNall with us, Vice President of Public Affairs for e-driving. Let's start with the heavy stuff, Justin, in terms of the most common mistakes that teenagers make when it comes to actually getting their license. What are they? I don't sense that kids today are really well trained as to all of the things that are possible to do with a car. Are they? Do the driving schools teach kids how to use all of the accessories and that sort of thing in the cars? And is that important?
It takes years and years, actually, to become an experienced driver. Just as with many other skills, you sort of the notion of 10,000 hours of practice and experience. It takes 3, 5, 7 years, really, to develop from being a pimply-faced teen getting behind the wheel for the first time into a responsible-ish 20-something.
See, we changed our whole focus has changed in this country. When we were an agrarian economy, kids learned how to drive on the farm. I learned how to drive on the farm. When I was 9 years old, I was driving a tractor, and my children were taught on the farm. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I've been around tractors and equipment all my life, and that was the way the majority of people learned how to drive. Now, that's not possible because we don't have much of an agricultural economy anymore, and so all these driving schools have developed. You can learn sometimes in public school, but they don't teach them the basics. I don't sense that they do anyway, and so I think that why the reason we have you here is for you to tell us what we need to do to make sure that our youngsters are able to drive safely when we actually tell them they can get a license.
That's exactly it. Driver ed plays a key role, whether it's in your high school class, whether it's a commercial school, whether it's online through driversed.com or some of our other courses, to help kids understand the knowledge and the rules of the road and that sort of thing. Behind the wheel is a key piece.
Let me ask you about when children are riding in the car and their parents are doing things that are not right. My whole thing is that you're going to learn from your parents no matter what, whatever the environment is you're growing up in. So if your parents are bad drivers, you're likely to be as well. Is that true or not?
Oh, absolutely. 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds are learning the habits. They're getting an understanding of what we do behind the wheel from watching mom and dad. And it's important that parents improve their own behavior and in addition to sort of managing that process with their teen.
So what is the I'm interested in your company, e-driving. How do we learn how to drive online? How's that work?
Well, most states still require teens to take driver's ed. And in 18 of the states, you can actually take that knowledge piece online. So that is what we do as driversed.com. But we also teach behind the wheel in 3 states. We have more than 200 instructors and vehicles, so we're one of the biggies in that space. And we surveyed our instructors to find out what are the common mistakes they see kids making when they come into their lessons. So this is stuff that mom and dad can help them out with.
And they are.
And the first one there was just, so we called it cockpit confusion. Kids don't know where the wipers and the turn signal. They get the gas and the brake pedals mixed up. It's important that parents really get kids properly situated in the car to close your eyes and learn how to reach and touch different things and figure out where they are.
Isn't it funny how it feels like secondhand to those of us who have been driving? And imagine any of us, Richie, Roberta, Jennifer, getting into a car and not knowing what with the exhaust, I'm sorry, where the accelerator was and the brake. But I'm thinking back to when I learned how to drive because I needed a clutch. You won't find a clutch in most anything today. So you look at that. What's this other pedal? Some people would ask, right?
Yeah, and it takes, we've driven for years and years, so we get used to it. It's automatic for us. But for teens, it's not. For any new driver, it's not.
Just think about if you get in somebody else's car, Doug,
and
you're kind of like confused. Wait a minute, where are the wipers here? Mm-hmm. Where's the whatever here?
And you find that when you go to rent a car.
The heat, right. Yeah. Think about when you get in a rental car. It takes you a good half hour to really kind of get situated.
All right, Justin, what about blind spots?
Even that first 5 minutes in a Prius in a rental car, you sort of get in and you think, how do I start the darn thing?
Blind spots.
Blind spots, another key piece in there. You know, we tell kids over and over in lessons, you got to check your blind spot before you change lanes, before you merge, before you back up. But they're not used to seeing their parents doing it. And even if their parents are doing a semi-decent job of it, parents aren't articulating to the kids and saying, I'm looking over my shoulder now before I do this.
It's so dangerous.
To make it a part of driving.
Instead of using your mirrors, I can't imagine, but so many people do this. They turn around and look around. See what you're saying. So that's what the mirrors are there for, folks. And the adults are just as bad, if not worse, than the children. All right, so you might want to check out if you have a child that's getting into this zone. Go to edriving.com. Justin McCall, thank you. Baby, you can drive my car.
Yes, I wanna be a star.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Remembrances of driving, the discussion we just had with a fellow from eDriving.com made me think about what it was like when I was learning how to drive. And I wonder, what a great song this is by the Cars. Jennifer, you remember the first moment you were behind the wheel, your father teaching you how to drive, or your mother? Who taught you how to drive?
Mostly my mom, actually.
Really?
She would let me drive home from my grandmother's house when I was a little young, like maybe 13 or 14.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I was a beggar, and she would teach me.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Wow.
So, close.
Was it close? You had a few close calls, did you?
No. It wasn't close calls. It was probably only maybe 2 miles away, I would
say. Oh, okay. So a few miles of practice.
Yeah, right.
So what was the most dangerous driving situation in terms of your mistakes that you made? Do you remember any close calls where you really were sweating and thinking, oh, my God.
I'm sure there were some. Oh, I actually remember I was picking up a coworker because, you know, I was working for my dad already at the time.
Yeah, right.
And I was picking up a coworker and I couldn't figure out how to park. I was trying to parallel park and I bumped into something and I was mortified because it didn't damage the car. But I was like, I knew my dad was going to know. And I was like, so mortified and scared.
Oh my God. Right.
And then the other time came when I was driving to a library with my friend Carla. We were trying to go to the Pasadena City College Library for a paper we were writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got all nervous because I was lost, and my dad was screaming at me in my brick cell phone trying to figure out where I was.
Really?
And I accidentally made a right turn from the center lane and cut off a police officer. Yeah, that was my first ticket.
That's all you got from your kid days?
Uh-huh.
That was pretty good.
All right, so Mr. McFadden, he wants to brag about what a tough guy he was. Go ahead.
Chopped a 71 Le Mans.
How many did you wreck?
Chopped a 71 Le Mans and a telephone pole in half one night.
Good for you, Richard.
Let me see. You're driving back to your dad and having to have the exhaust for the 76 Monte Carlo that I was driving in the trunk because we took it off of a one-lane bridge, got all four wheels off the ground, and it knocked off the exhaust. driving up to my dad in a 68 Firebird one day, and him walking out going, how fast were you going? And I said, why? And he's pulled a dead bird off of the grill. and then having to explain why the 76 Corvette was in a ditch.
There you go.
Those are some of the highlights.
Roberto, what about you? Something Jennifer had an easy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, I didn't start driving until I was, my goodness, what was I, 21, 22 years old before I got my license.
Right.
But I live in New York City, you know. Yeah. My daughter, Victoria, who's going to be 20, doesn't have a license, doesn't want a license. None of her friends have licenses.
Even though she's here in L.A.
Even though she's here in L.A., right, she takes public transportation and she bikes and she's absolutely happy about it. But they all took the subway. They took the subway to their prom. They're all Manhattan kids. So, you know, so I didn't drive until I was, you know, 21, 22. And my dad taught me and my husband taught me how to drive. And I had
and
a number
of
wrecks. Let's just say I had a number of wrecks.
Yeah,
I think the first 3 or 4 years that I was driving, I wrecked a car every 6 months.
Great. Some motorists find it difficult adjusting to change, especially when it comes to time and their driving routines. Brian Osich has more on what you need to know now that the clocks have fallen back an hour.
A recent study found car accidents increased 7% the week. Chevrolet's Chad Lyons cautions drivers to be more alert as they hit the roadways this week.
Right now there's a shift in dark and light conditions during sunrise and sunset. This can actually make it harder for drivers to see. Now is the time to pay extra attention to your surroundings, you know, to slow down, to be prepared for the risks associated with darkened roadways.
Thanks to new technology, some vehicles are helping drivers see better in the dark.
The new 2016 Malibu has a feature called IntelliBeam. With the help of an optical sensor that's integrated in the rearview mirror, it recognizes the headlamps or the tail lamps of other cars and automatically activates the high beam for better road illumination and visibility, or conversely, it switches the headlamps to low beam to prevent blinding oncoming road traffic.
For more information on the new 2016 Chevy Malibu, go to Chevrolet.com. That's 0 to 60 from Chevrolet. I'm Brian Osuch.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops. All those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. By now, you may have heard about the woman in New York City who sued her 8-year-old nephew for $127,000 because of a broken wrist. According to court records, she fell down and broke her wrist when she arrived at the boy's birthday party, and he leaped into her arms to hug her. She says that she was told by an attorney that the best way for her to get money to pay for medical bills would be to sue the boy. Her attorney argues that the 8-year-old was negligent. However, a jury disagreed with that and took just 25 minutes to throw out the case and award the woman nothing. The jury did exactly what it was supposed to do: judge the child's behavior by how a child of similar age, intelligence, and experience is expected to behave. Let's be fair. The aunt says she loves the child but was simply acting on the advice of a lawyer. My question is this: how did we get to the point where an attorney believes that the best choice in this situation is to sue an 8-year-old boy who is just trying to hug his aunt? Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, plus Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We all have something to say oftentimes when there's nothing to be said. That's why we're here, because we're good at filling air.
Empty space is what I like to call it.
Yes, it is. Okay, so speaking of empty space, here's a woman who's got a lot of it between her ears. 33-year-old woman, say it again, Doug. A 33-year-old woman went to the Omaha Zoo over the weekend. She decided she wanted to pet a tiger.
Oh,
and she had just come.
End well.
Oh. Oh my goodness!
Do you have a tiger petting area?
Does she have her hand still?
She does not have her hand anymore. Apparently, she went into the zoo after she'd been to a Halloween party and might have been drunk.
A little punch, right?
Right, a little punch.
Do you think so? Yeah.
Here and there.
Is she tiger meat now? Is she done?
No, she's okay. She's lost
survived.
Most of her hand. Hmm. It's one of those things, little something like that.
How stupid do you have to be? I mean, I don't care how drunk you are.
Yeah,
really stupid.
Well, ask the guy how drunk he was when he was in my car here in my driveway.
Yeah, that's weird.
Left his whip.
Yes, and his phone. Okay, over the weekend, I read a poll which sort of brought me back to this discussion that we thought we had enough of. Remember the lady who was the Kentucky clerk? I was going to say Kentucky colonel. Kim Davis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there was a poll, the results of which were announced on October 30th. And the poll was conducted because there seemed to have been, at least on some people's minds, a question as to whether or not we ought to be in this country sanctioning same-sex marriage. We all know it's very controversial. We all know there are a lot of people who don't think that same-sex women, two women ought to marry, two men ought to marry. But this poll was the first time it had been, at least in my purview, a solid plus for same-sex marriage. 56% said public officials ought to be required to issue marriage licenses regardless of their beliefs. And this is an Associated Press poll. 41% of respondents said public officials, like clerks, ought to be exempt from issuing the licenses. 56% said the officials should be required to issue them, no matter the official opposition, one way or the other.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
Why do we need marriage licenses in the first place?
Right. Well, you see, that brings us back around. Thank you.
Why is the government there?
What we have is a failure to understand what our rights and what the law is. We've allowed, this is another example of where we've just allowed the government to get so big and so in our face and so in our lives. There is absolutely no reason whatsoever in this world, and maybe in the new world order it'll change, for the government to be involved in issuing marriage licenses, being involved in what your life, your private life, is all about. And that's why I'm looking for a candidate who is with me on this. I am so tired of having all of these people with their social agendas get involved.
Is that your litmus test?
No, it is now, Richie. Yeah,
is it really the most important thing?
I think pretty much immigration, but oftentimes the person who has the point of view that I agree with on immigration is going to have the same point of view when it comes to my private life. I'm not interested. And fiscal responsibility, probably fiscal responsibility.
So you are a Trump guy.
Number one. I am a Trump guy in many respects. Yes, I am. And if it weren't for Bernie Sanders, now I've been paying more attention to him, sounding so much like a sort of a nasty, kind of grumpy old guy. Some of the things he has to say are good as well. So, but it's the litmus test is, where are you on personal freedom? Where are you on immigration? And where are you on the fiscal responsibility? The fact that these people have voted, and it was a fairly substantial vote, to give the president, whatever the deal was behind closed doors and all these other deals that have taken place as a result of this budget, the fact they gave him a carte blanche to borrow as much money as he wants to for the rest of the time while he's in office is
it
is more than a disgrace. By the way, did you just hear that little cling on my phone?
What was
That's the Cairo connection telling me that she is someplace where she can talk.
Oh, that's nice. So your lady friend is in Egypt.
Do we need to take a commercial break?
Yeah, so you can chat.
I'll talk to her when we're done here. The Episcopal Church this weekend took great pride in announcing they had installed their first black leader, Bishop Michael Curry, talking to Episcopalians over the weekend, urging them to evangelize by crossing the divide of race, education, and wealth. So, do we give them, the Episcopalians, credit? You started going to the Episcopalian church. Richie, I think you did too.
I am an Episcopalian.
You are, okay. But Roberta has gone to the Unitarian church. And
we went Methodist.
Methodist. You've gone Methodist.
We went to Methodist.
We went Methodist. Yeah. All right.
Although I'm the only one in my house. Everybody else in my house is Catholic, even my dogs, because they were born in Columbia.
Well, but Episcopalian is closest in terms of the Protestant religions or sects to the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
The ceremony and that sort of thing is much the same.
They're all pretty close. I mean,
but under
it's
the
all the same Jesus, I think.
Well, yeah, but I bring this up because you know how I feel about religion. One of the things that I feel strongly about, the same as I believe the women who are mistreated and abused by the Catholic Church, here we have these people who are making a big deal out of installing a black leader. Why? Why has it taken you, how can you say that you are men and women of God and yet discourage or keep you work at keeping black people from being leaders of your church? I mean, it's different in basketball, baseball, and football because there's no requirement. But when you are carrying around a Bible and you claim to be witnesses of the word, seers of the word, doers of the word, and you do everything you can to keep women from having a place in your religion or black people from having a place in your religion, you're full of baloney. you don't deserve any attention, and you can hear the animosity in my voice. I find this to be these hypocrites who they tell you that their religion is the best, and you get to God by, or your final resting place afterwards, you go to heaven if you believe in this stuff, and you're just such hypocrites. And I don't understand how people sit there and listen to this stuff. That's the reason I don't go to church anymore, because I'd be too much of a rabble-rouser. And they'd throw me out anyway, no matter how much money I gave. It just seems to me, and I don't want to sound like an angry guy, but the prejudices that are so... How do you expect children to learn not to be prejudiced if we have all of this stuff going on around us? Everywhere you look, there is racism and prejudice. And it isn't just black and white, it's rich and poor. Roberta, you're horrible at the taking shots all the time at people who have money, and it ought to be given to... I mean, listen to Bernie Sanders, that's the one thing that I can't stand to listen to these people. And even Hillary's now trying to get in with the liberals who think that we have to have
some redistribution.
Come on. Yeah, those people, why do they deserve to have something that they didn't earn? You know, that's not about race or creed or color or anything like that. Those people, anybody who... there's a fairness quotient, and it seems to me it has to do with stuff that you have no control over. I believe that we can all make something of ourselves, and we have the ability to do what so many people who have come before us have done without necessarily an education. But some people have drive and some people don't. That has not to do, though, with, in my mind, with the complete outrageous discrimination that takes place. And sometimes it's southerner and northerner. I mean, think about all of the things that we use to divide ourselves instead of all sort of working together to be on the same page. So you obviously knew that I pulled a chit here with this one when I saw this.
I'm sorry, you pulled a what?
A chit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, a few.
Yeah. So anyway, it's not an attack. It's just an observation, if you will. Lots of observations. The information I was talking, I a lot talk about millennials. In a moment, we're going to talk about something that they do at least six times a day. The average millennial does this six times a day. We'll find out what that is in a moment. Right now, though, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, whoever you are, wherever you are within the sound of my voice, you can look around in a room. If you're in an office, if you're in a train, if you're out in the open, look at the hairlines of the people who are around you. How do they look? Are you conscious of your hair? Are you conscious of other people? If you're conscious of your hair, chances are you're conscious of other people's hair as well. I remember when my father used to talk to me about having a good head of hair. How many people have referred to it that way? Have you got a good head of hair? Richie's got a good head of hair. Roberta's got a good head of hair. Jennifer, we had breakfast on Saturday. I thought she looked marvelous. Was it Saturday or Friday? I can't remember.
Saturday,
yeah. Really good head. Your father's losing his hair, though. He could use a little Provia.
A little touch-up,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, a little Provia. Good for people who are losing their hair and don't know why they're losing it. This is the first line of defense against losing your hair. If you find it's coming out a lot in the comb or the brush or you're showering and it goes down the drain, then you ought to call 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Order the incredible Provia, a serum with the clinical-grade botanical extracts that work against the causes of your hair loss, cleansing your pores, getting the hair to grow through the pores into your scalp. Just cleansing it is an amazingly easy thing to do, especially if over the years you've used cheap shampoos and creams and stuff in your hair that have plugged up your pores. You need this to clean them out and then let the hair follicles come back in. Plus, it has a volumizer that makes your hair look and feel thicker because you like that look. You want to have as much hair as you can. Good for colored and treated hair. You get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319. Matter of fact, mention Doug Steffen, you'll get two bottles for the price of one. Regular Provia, Super Provia, more noticeable results quicker. Super concentrated Provia to get your hair back or your money back. Doesn't work? Get your money back. 800-525-8319.
Lumber Liquidators wants to help you get a beautiful hardwood floor quickly, easily, and for less. Like customer favorite wide plank gunstock oak prefinished hardwood. We've got it for just 99 cents. Or save on all easy to install top quality Kensington Manor laminate. This week gorgeous Bristol County Cherry is more than 20% off. And it's your last chance to save 20% on new wood look tile and 15% on complete Morningstar bamboo flooring packages. Plus more deals from 69 cents and get 12 months special financing. Hurry, get beautiful hardwood floors for less today. Go to lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Right now, high school students are preparing their college applications, but are they touting other attributes beyond grades? New research from the National Honor Society suggests college-seeking students overlook the importance of extracurricular activities, which can demonstrate leadership, character, and a commitment of service to their communities. The National Honor Society and National Junior Honor Society are calling on students to honor your future now, to prepare now for college, career, and a lifetime of success. Award-winning actor, author, and National Honor Society alum Hill Harper.
You can never start too early to prepare for college and your future. Building a resume showcasing everything from volunteerism to leadership skills. Much more than an honor roll, the National Honor Society has helped develop well-rounded students with a focus on scholarship, service, leadership, character, and citizenship. The Honor Societies are rolling out programs to further support student members, including opportunities to hear from college admission and financial aid officials, and most importantly, distributing up to $2 million in scholarship funds over the next 4 years. Learn more at honoryourfuturenow.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Alright, so what do millennials do at least six times a day that most other age categories do not? Roberta, you want to take a guess?
I know.
Roberta's not taking a guess.
No. Jumpit, can I guess?
Yeah, you can guess.
They take selfies.
Selfies.
Six
the average
times
millennial
a day.
Selfies, yes.
An average of six
times a day?
Selfies a day, yes. According to a survey that we have posted at DougStephan.com. Also,
I was going to say bathroom breaks, but I guess.
Yeah, you could have done that, Rich. Yeah.
I was going to say something along the internet, but yeah, selfies.
Also, a story at DougStephan.com today, the new airplane called the Screamer, which will fly
a few of those
passengers from London to New York in a half an hour.
Holy
How about that?
Moly.
Oh my Get
goodness.
Up off the. Can you imagine
half an hour?
How
fly is that
from London, New York
wow.
in a half an hour? The fellow from Bombardier, the aircraft company Bombardier,
yeah,
is behind this. They are making new engines. that forcefully compress the incoming air for combustion instead of from a tank on board. They're modeling it after something called a scramjet. Smaller, lighter, faster. They will go 7,000. This thing will be able to go 7,000 miles an hour. Mach 10. 10 times the speed of sound. Who's going to want to be in that thing? Woof. But it's a picture of what it looked like at DougStephan.com.
I don't know, but think about what that does. I mean, no longer will you need an 11-hour, 12-hour flight. That's great.
Well, but there are those who are... The Concorde 2 is in design, something that really will... last July came out. Airbus is working on it. They made the first one, and they're working on the second one, because there is a desire. There's an audience for this. There's a customer for this. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday is upon us. Jennifer and Richie and I now have the services of one Richard Schimmel, who is the former BuzzFeed contributor, tech media observer. He is somebody that knows his way around technology, has a company that deals with it. So I wanted to start, Richard, if I may, with an overview of this cybersecurity bill that was passed last week under the cover of darkness. Nobody really knew what they were voting for except the leadership. And I'm not giving these guys a pass because I'm sick of hearing stories from Washington about how, we'll read the bill after we pass it and fix whatever problems it has, that kind of crap. But I want to talk with you in a moment about what the average person can do to protect him or herself now that we know that basically anything and everything that you do could be monitored by some or get into the hands of some government agency. So we'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Craft. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Craft is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
All right, so Richard Schimmel is with us on the Tech Talk segment of the Good Day program. This bill Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act. Most everybody that had seen it, that's a lobbyist, no matter what side you're on, was against it. And it gets passed anyway. That's the kind of stuff that makes us want to demolish our entire system of government. Not so much the behind-the-scenes political aspects of this, but now that you can, you're likely to have anything that you're doing on your, anything, any device you use, subject to scrutiny by the government, what do you do? Is there, do you suppose somebody will come up with some kind of protection, like the malware stuff that you get from Norton or whomever? Can you come up with some way of keeping this stuff from getting in the hands of people who have no business getting their hands on it in the first place?
Well, if you look at the iPhone now, the government can't get into the new iPhones or the iPhone iOS 9. Once that phone is locked, you can't get into it. As for me, I don't mind what's going on with security. I believe that it's all filtered out anyway. I think that a lot of people are being way too paranoid about it, letting the government have it. They have it for security reasons. I was in an event with Dianne Feinstein about a year ago, and she noted that 72 events had been stopped because of information found from cybersecurity.
To individual accounts, individual conversations on individual private phones?
Not on private phones, but just what they picked up over the internet, over private phones.
I'd like to know what those 72, how serious the problem that 72 issues represented.
She didn't go into it, but she was the head of that committee, and she did note it at the lunch. But Doug, there is a lady, it's real interesting, there's a girl that's a sixth grader that launched her own cybersecurity business that you can get a password that's really unbreakable from her for $2.
She's in the sixth grade?
She's in the sixth grade. Her name is Mira Modi. And she has Diceware passwords. But I don't know whether that's going to help.
Somebody Google her. Go ahead. I'm just telling one of the people that are on with me to Google her. I want to find out more about her if she's a sixth grader.
I think that paranoia runs rampant, and you know, for some it's there's a right to, but I don't mind my information out there.
So you're one of these guys that says, I don't care, I'm not doing anything wrong, they can monitor me?
Why not? You know,
we disagree on that one, pal.
Well, we disagree, but the thing is, if it can find a threat, I'm all for it.
Okay. Well. Okay. I hear what you're saying, but there's too much of it. I'm not doing anything. I feel the other way. I may not be doing anything, but I don't want other people knowing my business. I don't want. There's no business of the government, whatever I'm doing.
Yeah,
no matter what it is.
But do they know your business unless they look at it? Okay.
Why should they have the option to look at it?
Because I agree with you on that.
Okay, thank you. All right. So I wasn't trying to play gotcha, but I just, there's no reason.
But you did.
But I wasn't aiming to do that. We have a lot of trouble brought about by things that are going on in the real world. I understand that, but the way they go about trying to get the info is bothersome. Thank you. As Richard Schemmel with us here on Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.